What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and today is Your Word Wednesday. So keep those ears on high alert to see if your vocabulary word that you submitted helped us write today's show. A lot of very important stories that we want to tell you about today, so let's get right to it. We begin in Egypt, where world leaders from across the Middle East and the United States have signed a Gaza ceasefire deal. And while U.S. President Donald Trump says this is a, quote, historic dawn of a new Middle East, questions remain about what happens next in the war-torn region. World leaders continue to hash out the 20-point plan of how Gaza will be governed, and some are still uncertain whether the terror group Hamas will indeed put down their weapons. Phase 2 of the agreement was signed just hours after the last 20 living Israeli hostages were returned to their families, and in exchange, hundreds of Palestinian prisoners were released from Israeli custody. CNN is now getting a look at some of the emotional returns home. Families reunited for the first time in more than 2 years. Our Clarissa Ward filed this report.
My son, I don't know, I don't know.
2 years of anguish and agony finally giving way to joy. For the mother of 23-year-old hostage Bar Cooperstein, taken at the Nova Music Festival on October 7th, this was the hug she had dreamed of. Bar's paralyzed father is helped out of his wheelchair so he can finally hold his son amid wails of raw emotion. For hostage Segev Kalfon, even the sight of his family was all too much. Scenes of tearful reunions between the final 20 living Israeli hostages and their families punctuated this historic day. Your home, the mother of 24-year-old Guy Gilboa Dalal cries in disbelief. In Hostages Square, the beating heart of the movement to bring them home, tens of thousands of Israelis gathered from the early hours, singing Habaita, or coming home. The crowds cheered as the first images of the hostages emerged before their release, surreal scenes of them calling their loved ones as Hamas militants stood in the background. After reuniting with their immediate families at Re'im military base, they were flown to hospitals, looking down at the crowds gathered to welcome them home.
You can hear the crowd cheering as you see those hostages traveling via helicopter to Iqaluit Hospital. This is a moment that these people have been waiting for 737 days.
In Gaza, they have known the pain of waiting, too. Applause erupted as some 1,700 Palestinian detainees emerged from crammed buses outside the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. Held without charge by Israel throughout the war, they waved to the crowds, tearful. For many in Gaza, joy still feels like a distant dream. The scale of loss and destruction leaves little room for it. And as Israel turns the page on a very dark chapter, Gaza is opening a new and uncertain one.
One of the world's most popular apps, Instagram, now has some big changes coming to some of our feeds. Instagram just rolled out new PG-13 restrictions aimed at what younger users can see. What's changing and why now? CNN's Claire Duffy is here to help. Hi, Claire.
Hey, Coy. Yeah, your viewers may remember that last year, Instagram rolled out these new teen accounts safety settings. These were default privacy protections and content restrictions for users under the age of 18. Now, the platform is making those content limits even stricter by aligning them with PG-13 movie ratings. So what does that mean? That means that teen users will have a harder time seeing posts on Instagram that include strong language or that could encourage harmful behavior because they include risky stunts or drug paraphernalia. Teen users will also not be able to search for terms like alcohol and gore. They won't be able to follow or interact with accounts that regularly post that kind of age-inappropriate material. And teen users' conversations with Meta's AI chatbot will have to remain within those PG-13 guidelines. Now, this comes as Instagram has continued to face criticism from parents and online safety organizations who say its teen account safety settings still weren't doing enough to keep young people safe on the platform. One study from a group of online safety organizations recently found that 58% of 13 to 15-year-olds said that they had seen unsafe content or unwanted messages within the last 6 months. Now, Meta disputed those survey results, but the company is trying to do more to make its guidelines clearer and to give parents more control over their teens' experience on Instagram. And a really key piece of this announcement that previously 16 and 17-year-olds could basically just go in and turn off these teen account safety settings. They'll still be able to do that for the teen account's privacy protections, but these new content limits will apply to all users under the age of 18, and they will have to get a parent's permission if they want to opt back in to the more adult experience on Instagram. Back to you.
SpaceX is calling this week's test flight of its Starship mega rocket, the most powerful rocket ever built, a success. The spacecraft made it halfway around the world and released mock satellites before splashing down in the Indian Ocean.
Three down to two.
Starship has landed.
With ground controllers cheering back in mission control, the version 2 prototype appeared to reach its zenith, smoothly navigating a series of landing maneuvers for just the second time before it was engulfed in flames during its splashdown. This is an important test for SpaceX. The private company is racing to get the vehicle ready for a NASA moon landing in the year 2027. Pop quiz, hot shot. What is the highest waterfall in the world? Niagara Falls, Angel Falls, Victoria Falls, or Iguazu Falls? If you said Angel Falls, halo, you're correct. Located in Canaima National Park in Venezuela, Angel Falls stands at 3,212 feet. Fun fact, these waterfalls were the inspiration for Pixar's Paradise Falls in the movie Up. One of the world's most famous honors, the Nobel Peace Prize, was just awarded, and this year it goes to a woman who can't even safely appear in public, Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. Known as Venezuela's Iron Lady, she has rattled President Nicolas Maduro's authoritarian rule, a battle that has intensified in the last 2 years. In 2023, Machado won the opposition primary by a landslide, but the regime soon disqualified her from running in the presidential election. In January, Machado stepped out of hiding to join a protest in Caracas. She says it is not a choice, but a personal responsibility to fight for democratic rights for the people of Venezuela. And her message is now being heard around the globe.
This reinforces that the fight we Venezuelans have against a dictatorship is real, and the world needs to see it.
I feel proud to say that woman is Venezuelan. I'm really happy. And truly, we are very hopeful the situation will change for the better.
All right, I have something to add to your next road trip checklist. Suitcase packed, full tank of gas, family cat on the roof of the car. A Pennsylvania family found their cat had hitched a ride on the top of their car without them even knowing. 100 miles into their road trip, the family stopped for gas. They described the panic, the shock, and total disbelief of discovering old Ray Ray had been tagging along for 2 hours. With more than 300 miles to go, but too far from home to turn around and head back, they headed to the pet store for supplies and decided to include old Ray Ray in the rest of their vacation.
He had such a good time and a great, you know, adventure. So I actually did videos and pictures everywhere we went of him, and it was just like his whole adventure.
Ray Ray went on to cross the finish line with Dad at the New Hampshire Marathon and then explored New York City in a cat backpack. Ray Ray became a viral sensation. This fearless feline is reminding all of us, no matter what we're going through, just hang in there. All right, superstars, congratulations to Miss Furman at KMS High School in Kirkovan, Minnesota, for submitting today's Your Word Wednesday winner, Zenith, a noun, which means the time at which something is most powerful or successful. Well done. Thank you for making us smarter today. All right. Today's shout outs are going to Mr. Barstad at Ben Franklin Middle School in Fargo, North Dakota. Thank you for all of your letters. And from our CNN 10 Instagram followers, Mrs. Scram at St. Margaret Catholic School in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Thank you for tuning in today, and we will see you right back here tomorrow. Rise up, everyone. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.